From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block.
Ceremonial!
And
at
peace!
Today, America honors its veterans. 85 years ago, American soldiers and their European counterparts laid down their arms to end the First World War. Today, a nation once again with more than 100,000 of its young men and women deployed overseas celebrated Veterans Day. A 21-gun salute rang out at Arlington National Cemetery, where President Bush marked the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month by laying a wreath on the Tomb of the Unknowns.
Our veterans have borne the costs of America's wars and have stood watch over America's peace. And today, every veteran can be certain the nation you served and the people you defended are grateful.
Cities and towns across the country mark the day with parades and ceremonies. We'll hear from a few communities in a moment. But first, more from NPR's Don Gagne on the president. Mr. Bush found in the day's events a fitting context to state once again his strategy in Iraq.
As the president made this short trip via motorcade from the White House to Arlington Cemetery, he was carrying a speech that recognized the sacrifices of American veterans dating back to the Revolutionary War. A speech that would tie that tradition to the two wars in his own presidency, Afghanistan and Iraq, and honor those who fought and died there.
The loss is terrible. It is borne especially by the families left behind. But in their hurt and in their loneliness, I want these families to know your loved ones served in a good and just cause.
Also today, the president presided over a pair of White House bill signing ceremonies, each related to the military. One would establish six new national cemeteries for veterans who are dying at a rate of some 1,500 a day. The new cemeteries will be located in Pennsylvania, Florida, South Carolina, and California. The other bill signing was for the Military Family Tax Relief Act, which doubles from $6,000 to $12,000 the tax-free payment to families of military personnel who die. It also provides other tax breaks to members of the armed forces. This afternoon, the president traveled to the Ronald Reagan Building in Washington for an appearance before the Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank. In this speech, he defended his policies in Iraq and said that the U.S. is adjusting to new tactics by groups trying to disrupt the effort to build a democracy.
Over time, Ba'ath Party and Fedayeen fighters and other Saddam loyalists have organized to attack our forces, to terrorize international aid workers, and to murder innocent Iraqis. These bitter holdouts would rather see Iraqis dead than see them free.
But the president said the violence is concentrated in a relatively small area of the country, and he stressed the coalition is adapting accordingly. Within an hour of his speech, mortar rounds were fired into the area around the U.S. headquarters in Baghdad. The president said Iraq remains dangerous, but as he has in the past, he focused more on the positive, saying progress is being made.
We are not only containing the terrorist threat, we are turning it back.
And the president stressed that there is no option but success in Iraq.
Again, the world is watching. Again, we will be steadfast. We will finish the mission we have begun, period.
It's a familiar message from the president on this Veterans Day, and he sounded as sure as ever, even in the face of new challenges and higher stakes. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.